On a quiet Sunday afternoon on a long weekend, we bicycle to Nessa's cafe. I'm thinking again how fortunate I am. I rarely felt grateful when I was young, except in wilderness or crossing the country on a motorcycle. These days, I often feel grateful. Life is way better than I deserve. Sitting in Nessa's, I see her daughter is actually standing. Almost a year old, she takes steps, but only with a parent's hand touching one of hers. With a huge cat ate the canary grin, she pushes forward. Her face shows what I've felt dirt biking too fast or skiing, a nameless stew of thrill, worry, pride, and curiosity. Three or four steps, and there's a chair to hold on to. Just in time. She's just learning that she can do this, but also that when she's too unbalanced, grabbing a chair could pull it over on her. One of life's first delicate decisions. We applaud her, sparking another huge grin. She's testing everything, her father tells me. Part of the job description, I reply. He says, it's been an exciting time keeping up with her lately. A lot's been happening. It's one of life's huge joys, this learning to walk. I feel privileged to witness a bit of it, like briefly sharing the warmth of someone's campfire on a cold night in the forest. I cover my face with my bicycle helmet, clowning. All I can see is her huge eyes full of wonder. I feel grateful often. I've been as selfish and thoughtless as most folks. My life seems good. Enough to eat, a pleasant environment, friends, a wife I love deeply. But my good fortune isn't the only source of the gratitude. Just concentrating on our good fortune helps strengthen it, so long as we don't claim credit or get all proud. I could see my life through a grimmer lens. I'm old and see only a few grains of sand left in the top of the hourglass. I haven't accomplished near what I hoped to, and maybe could have. I've never raised a child. I've had health problems. I've mourned friends and family. How's your life? Some stuff's easy. We're not in a war zone. You probably ate today, and you can listen and understand what you're hearing on that radio. Think a moment of people who love you or make you laugh. Children, the play you saw last night. The sweat you worked up gardening, or how hard everyone laughed at your poker or bridge game, of hurdles you've cleared, the scent of rain in the air. Life's not perfect. There's real pain in it, and fear. But if we can, being grateful rather than angry will improve almost everyone's life. Sorry if that sounds sappy. Sure don't mean to preach, but thanks for listening.